Hello, this is Kayla speaking from customer service. How may I help you?
My name's Kara Rinaldi. I ordered something from you guys while thinking that I was ordering it. It was a blender, a KitchenAid blender. And the price was supposed to be $2. Now, I got charged $5.74 once. And then I also got charged, let me find it. $67.32, and I haven't received the product. So I'd like to talk to somebody about refunding my account. I'm not happy.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify that address, please?
What?
Can you verify that address?
My address is 9511 Hickory Falls Way, Nottingham, Maryland, 21236. Actually, it's MJM.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna put you on a brief hold while your system, while my system pulls up your account.
Okay.
Well, I'm saving money with MJM.
Yes, ma'am. So I do have your account pulled up. So what happened was, what you did was you entered, let's see here. Yeah, so you entered into a entry, a drawing. You bought a, but you basically what you paid for was a entry ticket in order to win in KitchenAid, this KitchenAid product. You do not actually.
That's not what the website says at all. It says order and it says you get it within days. And all the customer testimonials said the same thing. Where did it go from $2? First of all, it was only supposed to be $2. And I got charged $5.74. And then I got charged $67.32. And your website does not say that. It says order now. You know, the way you go through the steps, they it makes you think you want it. I don't want entries to win this. I could just go buy it on sale for Christmas.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that, but it does say.
I didn't authorize these two charges, though. I authorized $2.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that you authorized the $2, but it does state that if you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win, and one contest will be chosen out of the 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days, you'll be entered to win for the price of
No, no, I
$56.95
don't want
monthly.
that. I don't want that. I want these charges removed from my credit card. That's misrepresentation.
Yes, ma'am. Let me put you on a brief hold to see what I can do for you. Yes, ma'am. So I did talk to my manager. I am available to give you 35%, ma'am. This was a valid charge. It was in the terms and conditions when you purchased, when you made the transaction, ma'am. I am sorry about that.
That's ridiculous. It's so much of a misrep. It's not funny because another company was doing the same damn thing and they got me for it. They did the same two close amount charges and they took it off my account. I only authorized you for $2, not $67.32 and $5.74.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that you authorized the $2.72. I don't. That's not even on the website, ma'am. So when you said $2.72, they charged
$2. I said $2. It was supposed to be $2, not the two amounts that I got charged.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not able to touch the $5.74. The first time it got declined. The second time it went through. That was the entry ticket fee. I cannot touch that, ma'am. I only allowed to touch the $67.32 that got approved. I was able to give you back 35%.
No, I think you can do a little bit better than that because that's a lot. I'm disabled. I don't have an income at all. I don't drive. I don't anything. I don't have this kind of money. I do not have an income. So I'd like the $67.32 removed.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and give you back a 50%.
And that's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm going to put you back on the brief hold while I get your account canceled and give you back that refund. And I'll come back on with a cancellation number, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yep.
It's C as in Charlie. 262-882-895.
All right. C as in cat, 262-882-895.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay. And you'll refund 50% of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.